AP News, I'm Haya Poojwani. President Trump has threatened to seize Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
President Trump says he is considering sending U.S. forces to seize Iran's Karg Island oil terminal. Trump has told the Financial Times the U.S. has, quote, a lot of options and that troops could stay on the island for a while. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up attacks on Iran. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran both directly and indirectly.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them, and then we always have to blow them up.
Trump also said Iran has agreed to let 20 oil ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Mike Hempen.
Apollo's impatient old-timers are rooting for NASA's return to the moon with the Artemis II launch.
NASA is about to make another moonshot with Artemis II, something that can't come soon enough for those still around from the original Apollo missions in the 1960s, like John Tribe, a propulsion engineer.
It's spectacular. Yes, the next phase. You know, we should have done Artemis 50 years ago.
Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke says this moonshot is a great boost for NASA.
I find a lot of interest looking back, you know, 50 years ago to Apollo. And so I try to get people motivated with Artemis.
NASA targeting a window starting April 1st for the Artemis II flight around the moon with four astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
Air Canada announced today that its CEO will retire later this year after Michael Rousseau was criticized for his English-only message of condolence following this month's deadly crash in New York. Canada's largest airline, based in French-speaking Quebec, said Rousseau told the board he'll leave by the end of the third quarter. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are a bit higher on Wall Street as trading remains tentative because of uncertainty about when the war with Iran might end. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 264 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Trading remained tentative. The S&P 500 gave up nearly all of its early gain at one point in the morning. The index is coming off a five-week losing streak. Crude oil prices rose more than 2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.35%. Seth Soutell, New York.
The Final Four is set. UConn joins Illinois, Arizona, and Michigan. More on these stories on APNews.com. I'm Haya Poojwani, AP News.